Avanasik as our special guest.
Now, Sid, how are you?
How you doing?
Well, first of all, let's find out how your daughter's doing. I understand you had some...
Well, I'm standing right here at the Fairview Southdale Hospital with my good friend Roger Lundblad. I want to tell you a good story about Officer 109 from Edina.
109?
Yeah, I'm rushing my daughter to the hospital this morning.
Okay.
She's right in the car. She's screaming. She's got a terrible gallbladder attack. She's undergoing surgery right now. So the cop pulls me over. So I explain to him. I says, I got to get her in a hospital. She's in terrible pain. Oh, give me your driver's license, and I'll bring you the tag.
Okay.
So what does he do? I thought he was kidding. Takes my driver's license, walks in an emergency room, gives me a tag.
Gives you a ticket?
Yeah.
What did you do, go down the wrong street or wrong...
I made a left turn off the turn thing because I had it. She was sicker than heck.
Right, right. You got to do what you got to do.
She might die for crying out loud there. I can't believe that, Edina cop.
Well, we'll remember that one. 109, huh?
109.
Okay. All right, Sid.
Wish I knew his name. He said, you know what he said to me? That's my job, giving tags.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably right. That's his job. Well, let's hope everything's fine with your daughter. That's first and foremost. Sid.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the tag, okay?
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's get you fired up again here, Sid. And, you know, if you have to go, you have to go. And Robert Vanasek, are you with us right now?
Yes, I am.
Bob, how are you?
Pretty good. Nuts.
Now, wait a minute, Sid. Let him... Bob, you dropped the bombshell yesterday in the middle of this task force situation with the Met Center and what was going to be happening with it, and your proposal, at least outwardly, about building this outdoor stadium. Where did this research come from, and how do you feel this could work?
Well, it's something that I've been thinking about for a long time. I was one of those who was involved in trying to save the old Memorial Stadium where the Gophers used to play.
Yeah.
When I was in the legislature a couple years ago, we looked into the feasibility of unzipping the dome, found out that the cost of doing that, at least the estimates that came back, were prohibitively expensive.
Yeah.
But I think, and ever since I made a visit to Camden Yards last summer, and I have to tell you, I haven't been to a Twins game since, there's only one way to watch Major League Baseball, and that's outside.
Bob, who's going to pay for this thing?
Well,
are you going to pay for it?
I don't have as much money as you do, Sid. But,
I know you don't. And that's why it's the most stupid idea I've ever heard in my life. I listened yesterday to Mary Jane Copeland talk about the homeless in this town and what they need. And I think that's a lot more important than building an outdoor stadium when this year they'd have lost 27 dates had they not had the Metrodome. And if you got a short memory, Bob, we had the Met Stadium, and both clubs are ready to move unless we build a dome stadium for them.
You're saying we could use both, though, Bob. Isn't that what you're saying, if it would work that way?
You could build an open-air baseball stadium next door to the dome.
Mm-hmm.
Fans would be guaranteed, no matter where they come from, of seeing a baseball game, because if it happened to rain on that day, they could go and watch the game inside the dome.
You know what the Camden thing cost?
The Camden thing, because they've got a lot of other things built into that stadium that you don't need here.
Bob, we need a lot more things.
Well, let's just get back to the other point, Bob. How would this be, in your mind, be paid for, financed?
I'm recommending that the Sports Facilities Commission sell the Met Center and sell the property
for $15 million.
That would range anywhere from $15 to $20 million. That would accrue to them.
Yeah.
They have several million dollars more in reserve, in the neighborhood of $25 million, I believe. Now, I'm not suggesting that all of that be used, but certainly some of that could be used in their negotiations with the Twins or other private investors in the construction of a new facility.
And, Bob, you also recommended that they knew nothing about the Target Center. And let me tell you something, Bob. I know what I'm talking about. Within 2 years, if that building isn't bought, the Timberwolves will not be here. We've already lost a hockey team.
So what you're suggesting, Sid, is that the Target Center, where they have three entities, they have the Timberwolves that are profitable for Marv and Harv.
Yeah.
They have the health club that's making money for Harv and Marv.
Yeah.
And then they've got the facility that's losing a ton of money. What you want is the taxpayers of the city of Minneapolis
to take over
the losing proposition.
The Ogden Company,
let those folks keep the money-making one.
The Ogden Company is willing to guarantee the city of Minneapolis that they will not lose any money for 20 years.
Well,
by that time, the building will be paid for.
Let's see that on paper.
You'll see it on paper.
And then I hope that you would join the effort to convince a very skeptical tax-paying public that this is going to be in their best interest.
They will have it in writing that they can't lose any money, Bob. And they're getting a $104, $108 million building for $78 million. I mean, your idea of an outdoor stadium, if you got the money to go build it, go do it, Bob.
Well, Sid, it isn't. It's not my fault, and it's not the taxpayers of the city of Minneapolis's fault that they spent over $100 million in that facility and now can't afford to run it.
Good.
I mean, I don't want to wish harm on Harv and Marv, and I want to see the Timberwolves be successful.
Yeah. Well, they won't
I
be here, Mark.
Instead of a public takeover, they ought to explore a little more aggressively selling that facility to a group of private investors, and I wouldn't be surprised if I were a shrewd businessman like you that I would not just want that losing proposition, but I might be interested in acquiring the Timberwolves as well.
Oh, I see.
Is all this, Bob, in your mind interlocking? I'm talking about the feasibility of them having to tear down Metz Center, using that money for whatever, for maybe for this reason. I thought the money from the Metz Center had to go to paying down the bonds of the Metrodome. I thought that was the reason.
That's the law. The legislature would have to change the law.
That's right. They'd have to change it probably no matter what, because some are suggesting that, that those dollars be used to write down the cost of
the Target
Center.
Right. I've heard that as well.
Mm-hmm. So in either case, you'd probably have to go to the legislature.
What kind of response did you get yesterday?
Well, I could tell you, yesterday, I think the other members of the commission were a little bit taken aback, and they'll need a little time to digest this. But I can tell you the last 4 weeks, we've been hearing from the owners, and we've been hearing from the people that run these facilities. In the meantime, I've been going around and asking regular fans, and I say, what do you think we ought to be doing with the Metz Center? Invariably, the answer comes back, when are they going to bring back open-air baseball to Minnesota?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why did they not attend open-air baseball at the Metz Stadium? And Calvin was ready to move the club. Tell me why. Why did they draw 600,000, 700,000, 800,000 at a top the last 10, 15 years they were in there? That's a bunch of junk. The Vikings have never sold out a playoff game in the history of their franchise. Do you know that? Nope. I mean, this outdoor stadium thing is just a dream. Do you know that people right now, 35% of the attendance coming to the Twins game comes from outstate? Know why? Because they know they're going to play.
And they would know that they're going to play if you had an open-air baseball park next to the dome.
Yeah.
Sid, in other words, you're telling me that you would rather watch baseball inside.
I'd rather watch it the way it stands right now for the simple reason that there's a lot more other ways they can spend this money than building a new baseball stadium they don't need.
Now, Sid, answer me this. Is it true that the Metrodome itself also needs maybe the equivalent of like $15 million in improvements?
They got their money.
Who, the Sports Facilities Commission?
Yeah, they got $25 million in the bank.
So they're going to use that?
They're adding 1,000 seats now. They're doing some other things. The last thing this town needs right now, unless they can find some hero, and Carl Pohlad is not interested in building a new outdoor stadium, and I don't know if anybody in their right mind that would.
Well, maybe we should be talking to Eloise then.
Why don't you talk to Eloise?
Well, it's an interesting proposal, Bob, and we'll be talking with you, I'm sure, as time goes on.
Yeah.
Thanks
all
for
right.
your time.
Goodbye.
Appreciate it. Sid, you're all fired up this morning. First,
I'm fired up. I mean, I listened to Mary Jane Copeland yesterday at our communications committee meeting talk about the homeless and all the problems they had and talk about all the poor. And here's a guy who wants to build an outdoor stadium with all that money. Use that money for the homeless. That'd be much better.
Well, there's a whole different set of issues here, and I know we got to run here in a minute. But the thing that I still can't get out of my mind is, and you brought up the good point, if the Ogden people would put this in writing and guarantee that the taxpayers aren't going to be paying one penny of the
they
target
are doing
center,
that.
Then that is the key issue here.
They
people have to
that.
Know that, Sid, because...
Yeah, well, they have announced it.
That's true, because otherwise, I do agree with you in this sense. I mean, it could go down the road. This could lead to the departure of the Wolves.
It's I know they won't be here. 2 years from now, they won't be here.
It's not a threat yet, but it's getting to that point.
You're right.
All right, Sid, take care of your daughter.
Bye.
See you later.